I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. An inspection of the more than 40,000 roadway guardrails throughout the state is complete. As 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports, the investigation was prompted by safety concerns.
CDOT uses two different manufacturers for guardrail materials. When both are used to create one guardrail instead of keeping each manufacturer specific, the safety measure can malfunction. CDOT spokeswoman Amy Ford says the agency identified the problem after a June accident that resulted in serious injury due to the issue.
We thought, gosh, there may be others. So we started looking at others just on that roadway alone and realized that there were enough that we needed to do a statewide inventory of all 42,000 of our guardrail to ensure that we knew if there were any incompatible and mismatched pieces.
CDOT has identified more than 300 incompatible installations. Ford says more than 50 of those are in southern Colorado. She says they expect to have most guardrail replacements completed by the end of the year. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
Colorado Springs is ending its trial bicycle lane project along Research Parkway. The project came in an effort to help manage traffic speeds and create bike lanes. Researchers with the city's traffic engineering department say the changes in vehicle speeds did not meet expectations and were not consistent with typical results. More than 1,300 people provided feedback on the project. The city says 80% of them wanted it reversed. This is 91.5 KRCC News.